Snake, whatever happens to you, make sure you leave a descendant, okay?
Are you saying you want to have my baby?
No. I'm saying that in the 21st century, the genes of soldiers like you are going to be in high demand.
Genes?
Uh-huh. Remember when Watson and Crick discovered the double helix structure of DNA back in 1953?
No.
You know, they won the Nobel Prize in Medicine for it the year before last. Of course, you have to feel sorry for Pauling and Franklin. They were researching the exact same thing.
Sorry, I don't follow.
The inherent characteristics of any given individual are determined by his or her genes. By duplicating a set of superior genes, a separate body with the same set of characteristics, a clone, can be created.
But genes don't control a person's fate.
That's true, but having an offspring that's genetically identical to the parent is more efficient, right? You can expect better results that way.
More efficient? You can't mass-produce human beings.
Maybe, but now that we know the true nature of genes, human cloning is that much closer to reality. Nuclear transplanting is already theoretically possible, so one day...
My genes are going to be a valuable commodity.
Exactly.
They'd never let that happen.